This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. As I said a minute ago, the November jobs report comes out tomorrow, one data point of which will be the number of people employed by public school districts in this economy. The last read we had showed just under 7.8 million people working in public schools. That includes bus drivers and cafeteria workers, as well as teachers. And as many as that may sound like on first blush, it's actually about 300,000 fewer people working in public schools than it was in February of 2020. So now a lot of districts with cash on hand from federal relief packages are looking to hire. And new teachers are figuring out what their jobs are really like in the wake of a pandemic. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has that one.
It's 7 a.m. and 23-year-old Maria D'Angelo is in her car in New York City, waiting for street parking to open up outside the school where she's a student teacher.
Granted, there is a parking lot there that I could pay for, but it makes me wake up early to look for parking every single day.
D'Angelo, who majored in economics, is very budget-minded and first considered a job in finance.
I had to have an internal talk with myself and realize that, you know, you do love teaching. The money really doesn't matter.
D'Angelo starts her first job teaching pre-K in Queens later this month. She expects to make around $65,000. That's a bit higher than the median wage for elementary school teachers across the U.S. and more than double the median pay for preschool teachers. D'Angelo says, bring on the four-year-olds.
I'm confident in my stuff, and once I'm in the classroom, I just need to, like, let it happen.
There's a lot at stake early in a teacher's career. According to an analysis of pre-pandemic data by the nonprofit Learning Policy Institute, at least 19% of teachers quit within their first 5 years. Chad Alderman, the policy director at the Edunomics Lab at Georgetown, says a lack of good school leadership is part of the problem.
There's this adage that people don't quit jobs, they quit bosses. I think we see this in teaching as well.
Alderman says another thing districts could do is pay new teachers more and offer signing and retention bonuses. Though turnover, he says, is still similar to well-educated workers in other professions.
Teachers leave teaching about the same rate that nurses leave nursing and accountants leave accounting.
Which may actually be to districts' advantage. Knox County Schools in Tennessee just hired registered nurse Griffin Van to teach high schoolers about nursing. It's mid-morning, and she's in her classroom, where she just finished a lesson in CPR.
I've been CPR certified for 20 years, but I'd never taught it until now. How'd I do, guys? Did I do okay?
Yeah.
Yay. All right. They said I did good.
As a nurse, Van worked a lot with adolescents and their families, and this summer made the decision to change careers. She likes having the same schedule as her two kids, who are 7 and 8, even though she took about a 15% pay cut in her new role, and is also getting her teaching license while working in the classroom.
I feel like it's going to take me a few years to really feel like I'm digging it, because right now I'm a student. I'm a student teaching students.
One of the things she's learning is how much things cost. Part of her job is to acquire medical supplies for her classroom. Prices for those have gone up 5.1% since this time last year, which feels
unbelievably high. You know, I'm used to working in a hospital where they kind of take care of it for you. Now I have to get on and try to find medical supplies for us to use in the lab.
In lots of ways, the responsibilities that fall on new teachers are changing. At Crawford Middle School in Lexington, Kentucky, 30-year-old Cameo Raglan, a new Spanish teacher, zooms from her now empty classroom at the end of the school day. She says helping kids relearn how to learn and socialize in person is a lot.
Teacher tired is real, like tired to the point where you can't do anything but just cry because you're so tired.
But Raglan, who identifies as Afro-Latina and white and was a single mom, says she feels a connection with the kids in her class.
We really get each other, me and these hot mess express middle school students.
Raglan spent the last 2 years working for the National Education Association, a teachers union, and she eventually plans to work in education policy, she says, to address the system as a whole.
Not just like the students that I have and will have, but the students that I will never have, that I will never know, that live in states and in scenarios that I will never really know or be in.
In her current classroom, the loudspeaker has been interrupting Raglan, telling students and now her that it's time to go.
Alrighty, everybody, it is now general dismissal. Teachers, one more day. We got this.
Raglan says she tries not to take grading or lesson planning home to prevent burning out. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.